Oh my God, we're saved. We're saved. It's a Christmas miracle. There is Apple News afoot. There are things that we can talk about that isn't one or two things. It's not just Tim Cook smiled funny. There's actual news this week. It's incredible. Also, where the hell are you? Oh, good.
I got a new soundboard, so I've got new sound effects. It's kind of fun.
Are those the yeah, those are the default ones that come with it.
Yeah, we're out of control.
Your first one just got a hole in the back, so.
Yeah. Hey, guys, welcome back to Genius Bar. As you can tell, I moved. Woo!
Woo! Yeah. He now lives in a truck.
My life definitely hasn't been crazy and busy, and this is definitely not the final setup because everything's in progress and it wasn't set up 15 minutes ago. But there's so much to talk about this week. There's
there really
some interesting
is.
Stuff.
Some interesting stuff. There's like some big old earthquake news coming afoot all over the place.
First, though, before we jump into that,
okay,
just want to say congratulations on your documentary launch.
Oh, thank you.
Very happy and excited.
This
for
is
you.
Not the news they're looking for. But thank you.
Well, it's the news they're getting. How are you feeling? I mean, it's been out for 24 hours. How are you feeling? What's
just
the audience
about,
response?
Yeah.
What are the vibes?
Everyone loves it. They're very kind words. There's definitely been some there's been some people that didn't. I think with the Tim doc, there was just 100% positivity. With this one, there's some 5% negativity.
I mean, it's not bad though.
Overall, positive, very positive response. Very happy with it. It's right now in terms of performance, it's like the same spot the Tim doc was 24 hours in. So I'm happy with that.
Nice.
Just happy and proud of it, and I'm glad that it's out. And I've been sleeping, which has been lovely for the last week. Yes, thank you very much.
Yay.
So right over there between Split Wall is a theater, okay? And that's where I've been sleeping all week because I can't get too – I was afraid if I got too comfy, I would stay asleep for too many hours.
Bro.
So I wasn't outside. I hadn't seen the earth. I hadn't seen the sun. Oh, but it was worth it. I'm very, very happy with it. And and I haven't been – the night before it went out, I got a bunch of hours of sleep and was like, wow, I'm definitely caught up. And then since then, I feel like every half hour, you just will lose me.
So what happened? You said there was something that went wrong. You said there were technical issues or something.
Yeah.
I feel like nobody's heard what happened. It was supposed to come out on Friday and it came out on Saturday a day later.
So I feel like when people say my footage got corrupted, I am the first one to make fun of them because I don't believe in that. I don't feel like that's a real thing. My footage got corrupted. And I always laughed at people who said that. But no joke, day of export, half of all the clips are gone. Luckily, none of the A-roll was gone. If the A-roll was gone, you would have just seen my obituary somewhere. That's what would have happened if the A-roll was gone. But
it would have been a John Prosser documentary in a different way.
In that second half. But it was just B-roll stuff. So that was fixable. But I think at the end of the day, it's still it's on us because that my poor Mac Studio was pushed to its absolute limits, just on its little Macintosh knees, crawling its way through. That project at one point had 9 hours of footage in the same timeline from all of the interviews and stuff. And instead of creating projects, I was I everything was organized. I had a black screen with text on it just for me that was here's the question, here's everybody's answers. And that just went on down the whole timeline. And so up until I was able to delete all of the back end stuff, I feel like the front end of that project was just suffering. Mm. But it's done and it's out. And I will say this, Sam. I was not prepared for how difficult that the whole process was. Filming in this case, I think, was the easiest part. That edit was the hardest edit of my entire life. I'm sure nobody's shocked, but I knew it was going to be hard. But it's almost like this is why there's teams of editors that work on stuff like this.
Yeah.
You would think, it's not just one guy. And it turns out this is probably why.
Yeah. I mean, the density of information was wild. It's crazy. You did it.
And thank you for being
in
it.
You put it out.
I appreciate it.
Oh,
you look beautiful.
Thanks for putting me in it. Thank you. No, you look beautiful,
of course.
Bro.
I'm
you know
trying.
What else is beautiful?
Apple News.
Yeah, dude.
I love
so
Apple.
So this
News.
Is the first time
oh, it's
I
time
have been
there.
I've been well Actually, it was a really nice day. I forgot that there's an outdoors as well. This is going to be a fun episode because I have not actually read any of the news.
Oh, boy.
So I don't know. Okay, I don't. This is going to be my live reaction to these stories because I just haven't had time to do it.
Yeah,
so
there's a ton of news coming from multiple different directions. It's like Mark Gurman and the Wall Street Journal, they both knew that they were putting out stories, and so they both just absolutely dumped on us, and it's what a Christmas gift.
Okay. First line is, Apple's new version for future computing is an iPad-like foldable. The company rethinks the mouse. Its next AirTag has a new chip. And Apple shift into Wi-Fi stuff, plus Apple Watch set. Wow, this is a lot. This is a lot.
Marcus Gramontis has arrived.
Ooh, he's starting it out hot. Every so often, Apple puts forth a bold new vision for the future of computing. The most recent version was the Vision Pro. Okay, yada, yada, yada. We don't care. We don't care. Where's the new news? Okay, here we go. Apple designers are developing something akin to a giant iPad that unfolds into the size of two iPad Pros side by side.
What size iPad Pros? That matters a lot. This could be the difference between 4 and 8 larger inches.
The company's been honing the product for a couple of years, and they want to bring something to market in 2020. Oh, so we're still 3 years away? This is too early.
You know what I also read? Speaking of foldable things, foldable iPhone 2026, supposedly. And you and I have been standing on business. We're saying that it's not coming out, but every time someone talks about it, it's coming out a year earlier. So it's like,
who really knows?
Yeah, man. Okay. I still don't know if I sign up for that. I don't know if I subscribe to the idea of this foldable phone. The foldable iPad? Okay, I'm down. I will give that a shot. Foldable phone, though, is just such a waste of resources and time to me.
So the question for foldables, right, is how do you make it different without a crease? So it says, Apple's goal for a foldable device is to avoid the crease the current products have.
Yes.
The company's made products on this point. Okay. Prototypes with Apple's industrial design group have a nearly invisible crease, but it's too early to tell if Apple can get rid of it altogether. Okay. Wow.
Okay.
So Samsung, they launched a foldable phone 5 years ago, still unable to remove the crease. Right now, Apple's largest iPad tops out at 13 inches. And the only way to sensibly ship a mobile product with a large display approaching 20 inches or so is to make it foldable. So a 20-inch iPad.
Okay. At that point, is it a foldable iPad or is it a MacBook?
Well, I think there's another story that I did see on X today that might tie
in. Oh, everything there is real, so we should probably believe that one.
Okay, they're talking about other products. I don't care, Mark Gurman. So iPad OS should be advanced. What? Hold on. This is, it's not clear what operating system Apple.
What?
Yeah, it's, where's the air horn? It's not clear what operating system the Apple computer will run the foldable iPad, but by the time 2028 rolls around, iPad OS should be advanced enough to run Mac OS apps.
What? How can you just drop? That's a story by itself. How can this just be kind of dropped in there like that?
Huh.
By 2028, that's the story. iPad OS, this is what the journalists call burying the lead. 2028 is going to be a version of iPad OS that should be advanced enough to run Mac OS apps. Huh.
I mean, I'll believe it when I see it because we've said iPad OS is going to get better for a decade and, you know, we're still here.
Yeah.
It says Apple's also exploring foldable iPhone. Gurman wouldn't anticipate a foldable before 2026 for the iPhone.
I wouldn't anticipate a foldable at the earliest. Okay. But also he said exploring the idea. So all the ideas of like all those reports of it's happening, Mark Gurman is using his Mark Gurman words that he would use if he wasn't completely sure. In Mark Gurman speak, that means I'll know.
Okay.
So there's still hope. There's still hope. You know how Apple leaks work, right? It's like the leaks are coming out of the place, right? And they're going to somebody like Mark Gurman. Why can they come out but they can't go in? Like, why can't Mark Gurman pass a message along to stop it? Like, don't do it.
It's only a one-way phone, dude. You can only
can we
answer
just not?
It. There's no keypad.
I would rather not.
Yeah, it says Mac. Roadmap suggests that MacBook Pros will switch to OLED in 2026. That's going to be Man, still two years before OLED on the MacBook, man. I thought it would happen a little bit
sooner.
You're
not upset that we can say 2026 and that means 2 years now?
I just, yeah, I'm upset about a lot of things, yeah.
I was watching something today that showed footage from like 2017, and under the bottom it said 2017, 8 years ago, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, that's almost a decade ago? What are you talking about?
We are cooked.
It's terrible.
Then we're saying OLED on MacBook Air in 2027.
Okay.
Cool.
I will allow it.
Here we go. Yeah. What? Tell me the big picture, Marcus. What's the big picture? The big picture here is that Apple is trying to add as many hardware product variations as possible with the goal of getting consumers to buy them for different uses. I don't like it. I don't like that. That seems bad.
That is the Samsung approach. Like, we're only a couple Power On newsletters away from a refrigerator and a microwave.
I just got to say, when is the Apple refrigerator coming? I mean, we've already heard they're working on the Apple physical, you know, large TV.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I will say, after I got a new TV, it's just, it's okay, but
I feel like this year of Genius Bar has been historic because we've seen and watched Apple in real time become not that way anymore. You know, they don't got that dog in them anymore, and now they're just doing whatever. It's kind of,
they really are.
I just feel like they have, you know what, Apple, when Steve Jobs came back after being outed, and then he came back and restored himself as CEO, the first thing he did was kill all the product lines. Like, they had made too many things, and Steve's first order of business was make the product line simpler so we can make the products better, spend more time on individual products. This is the opposite of that. This is just, it feels, I would anticipate in 2 years, 3 years, when all of these products have come to fruition, if they do and if they're all out, Apple's going to feel a lot less premium and exclusive because there's just going to be so much shit.
Yeah.
Like, what are the standards anymore?
Okay, cool. Apple's just making everything. Foldable, it just, I think I've got a video coming up either this month or maybe next, depending on the state of my mental health.
It's the end of this month now, sir.
Yeah. We're halfway through the month.
You are correct. I am incorrect.
Yeah, let's slow down here. Let's not terrify me here. I'm already stressed out enough. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
By a thread. I just don't think that Apple has that next big thing anymore, which is weird. They've never, their entire,
it feels like they're
modern
guessing
history.
Doesn't it?
Well, I mean, like, if you go back to 1998, the iPod was around the corner. After the iPad, they had the iPhone. After the iPhone, they had the iPad. After the iPad, they had
Apple Watch.
After Apple Watch, they had AirPods. After AirPods, they had Apple Silicon. After Apple Silicon, they had Vision Pro. After Vision Pro, they had Apple Car. And then that got canceled.
Well, because I feel like they really dropped the ball on the Apple Vision Pro thing. And then I still can't figure out why they gave up on car stuff. I guess just because it's kind of hard to jump into something like that after there are other companies that have years of equity under that already.
Yeah. I mean, it would definitely be a super big challenge, but
To find out that you might have to Google this. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure the Apple Car killed a guy. Like, didn't that happen?
Did it?
Yeah,
think
like there.
You were thinking of
like in Project Titan had an accident where at least one person was killed, I think.
And they
canceled it. They didn't cancel it because of that. I'm just saying.
I don't think it killed
anybody.
I think it hit somebody.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think the Apple Car got
because that's how we found out that it's real. Like, they had to admit that they were working on something because the news story came out.
Yeah.
You know?
Damn.
I feel like this is real.
Okay.
Somebody in the audience, you got to find it for us.
Okay. Yeah, make them do our job.
Yeah. Please help.
I like the sound of that.
I am excited, though.
Yeah.
Not to cut you off. I hear there's a new Magic Mouse coming.
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far yet. You want to read this one to us?
Oh, yeah.
You
want,
you want to tell me about it? I don't know. You seem to be quite knowledgeable.
Here we go. Apple starts rethinking the mouse for the modern era. Believe it or not, Apple's Magic Mouse was introduced more than 15 years ago. Oh, my God. Think of the Apple world back in 2009, the iPad hadn't been announced.
Stop. You got to read this like the documentary. You're doing your lazy podcast voice. I want John Foster documentary voice.
Oh, God. In recent years, Apple made some tweaks to Magic Mouse, but only minor ones. It moved from AA batteries to a rechargeable system, swapped in a lighter case with a smoother glide, and just last month, switched from Lightning connector to a USB-C port. We're getting a new mouse, is what this is saying. Okay. Hopefully no USB-C port on the bottom anymore, and hopefully better ergonomics for everybody else. Don't include me in this. I like the Magic Mouse. I'm a fan.
Same. I like it as well.
Everyone makes fun of me. I love this mouse. The gestures, the smallness, the smoothness, the flatness on the table. And also, it takes, like, if I plug this in right now, and I go up and I get a soda, and I come back down, it works for another month.
It would work for another couple, maybe a day.
That's crazy! For 5 minutes. That's basically a month.
I mean, that's basically lately, the same amount of time. You're not wrong. You're really not wrong there. Yeah, okay, so it says new prototypes are being developed. Better fits in the modern era. Mouse isn't as crucial as it once was, but it's still go-to for inputs. Apple's looking at something that fixes long-standing complaints, including removing the charging port from the bottom and putting it somewhere else.
Where is this somewhere else, though? In the ass of it?
In the head or in the butt? In the back? And I don't know.
Where?
We don't have that information yet.
Why can't it just wirelessly charge? Just go boop. Mouse pad that also charges it. So it never, ever dies. Mm,
I think we have our first genius product. I think we're going to make it.
Okay.
He says 12 to 18 months out, but it could take months or years of hardware engineering.
Okay.
To bring it to market. That's a lot for a mouse.
Are they just starting right now, though?
He says it's been for a couple months. They've been working. So, yeah, we probably got...
You know, I guess Twitter today or X or whatever, and Marquez, that's how I found out about it. He kind of like took credit for it on a tweet post thing. Mm. Yep.
Forgiven Marquez? Because I feel like we've just moved on and I'm kind of not over it.
Yeah, he has successfully ignored it till it was gone. Yeah.
That's weird though.
Yeah. Well, good thing with this, Apple's moving slower than he would through a school zone, so. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's a new soundboard. How did you know where that sound effect was? That was impressive.
I'm locked in. I know. Look, I can do it without looking. This will be the applause.
Okay.
I don't know laughter yet. I think it's here. No, that's crickets. Air horn.
Okay. Yep.
Wait, are they
marked? Do you have them marked?
Hey guys, welcome back to the Genius Bar. That's horrible. I'm sorry. Yeah, they show me on the little screen, which is cool.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Well, then you were cheating this whole time. Sam, I feel like gifts this year and every year are just so generic. You know what I mean? They're just getting you the smallest thoughtful gift possible.
It's the minimum requirement, really.
Well, I want to put in maximum requirement, and that's why today's episode is sponsored by MasterClass.
Woo.
Because listen, when I'm busy all the time, I want to learn about cooking and fragrances, all my hobbies. But one thing I've been really diving into is learning how to make documentaries and storytelling. And that's why MasterClass is amazing, because it's not just some YouTube guy being like, hey, I think this is how documentaries are made. No. We're talking about Ken Burns himself. Full class on how he does it. The experts themselves are teaching you. It's incredible. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, bro. I've been a kind of an OG with MasterClass.
Okay.
I saw this a couple of years ago. I was like, this is brilliant. This is incredible. You can learn so much. I mean, Wirecutter calls it, quote, an invaluable gift.
Wow. I would agree.
Yeah, it's an incredible gift to give. And guys, listen, MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/geniusbar for the current offer. That's up to 50% off MasterClass at masterclass.com/geniusbar. Masterclass.com/geniusbar, guys. That's where you can get the deal. It's incredible.
Listen, I'm not telling you what gifts to buy. I'm sure you have ideas to buy for your friends and family. But listen, Masterclass is an incredible gift. You should try it. Thanks to Masterclass for sponsoring this episode and giving our audience up to 50% off if they head to masterclass.com/geniusbar. Thank you again.
Okay. Can I just say this? There's more to get into, but I will say so far, I'm a little underwhelmed. I was told this is a big Apple News episode.
I don't want to jump the gun here, but I do. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say I told you so, but there is a lovely story that has come out today that Sam and I have been trying to manifest here on Genius Bar.
Oh, okay.
iPhone 17 Air will cost less than the Pros, according to the Wall Street Journal. Price leak, the original price leak, was incorrect.
Whoa.
Is what we're hearing.
Okay, I am trying to find this article on the Wall Street Journal. Let's.
You're
guess.
Welcome. And that
I
means
be
I won't be
paywalled?
Bald this time next year.
Oh, I've run out of access. Let's see if we can hack into the mainframe.
Okay, let's try it.
Subscribe. Yeah, let's do it.
I thought you were hacking. This is less hacking.
Hold on. Wait, sign out. I'm signed in. I'm panicking.
Don't panic.
This is supposed to be better.
Stay in the game.
Dead air.
Stay
dead
in
air.
The game.
Okay. No dead air. No. And we're gonna read the 9 to 5 Mac
Yay,
version.
Free content.
Okay.
Wow, they are really happy about that.
They were really happy
about
that.
They were screaming.
We've got, according to a new report, Apple's working on two new foldables. This is terrible news. What? They're just talking about foldables in this article? I thought I was talking about the iPhone 17, the only thing I truly care about.
Initially, many expected the iPhone 17 Air to be Apple's most expensive. Who is many? Who is many?
Dude! Guomin Chi! Poo!
That's not many, that's one guy.
Poo!
Jeff Poo!
Sam
oh,
Cole,
no, not Jeff
the
Poo.
Famous Apple leaker.
He's back!
Yeah, okay, so it says starting Apple next year. I mean, Wall Street Journal is basically saying iPhone 17 Air is happening and it will be cheaper with a simplified camera. Okay, so now we know.
You're welcome.
Now we know. Okay, you were right. I was
and
wrong.
Thank you, 95 Mac and Wall Street Journal. I don't have to be worried about what I'm going to do next year when I'm bald. Now I won't be bald.
Yeah, and I'm glad I didn't bet my hair on that because
I'm really glad you didn't
lose.
As well.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Wall Street Journal also talks about foldable Okay, so basically they're reporting on the same thing.
Yeah,
Wall Street Journal's
calling
it.
I feel like Gurman and the Journal got spooked, and they both like had a heads up, and they just pushed the stories at the same time.
Yeah,
because it's a Sunday.
True.
So the Wall Street Journal, I feel like, you know, went ahead and published this early.
Mm.
Because Gurman's thing was coming out on Sundays always.
So, Journal says that there's going to be a 7-inch display on the iPhone Fold, which is painful. And then we also have that there's going to be that 19-inch laptop iPad thing.
Yeah. Laptop iPad thing.
Kind of goofy, but...
That's a large screen.
It's a large thing. It's a large thing to have 19 inches. I mean, you know, 19 inches. I mean, we all know what it looks like, but in a laptop?
Yeah, we all know. Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
I definitely know. Wow.
Okay, that's the Wall Street Journal, everybody.
Yay! Hooray! This is so fun.
But wait, now we have to go back.
Okay.
To Power On. We took a quick break for the journal. Now we're back to Power On. Yay! Oh my gosh, yay, guys.
AirTags.
There's so much news.
It's going to be findable from longer range and new ultra-wide band chips. Whee! Oh, a classic Garmin. I already reported a couple of times that Apple is preparing a new AirTag for next year, an upgrade that improves the onboard wireless chip and security features. Now I can share that the next AirTag will be getting a new ultra-band chip on par with one introduced in the iPhone 15. Wow, that's crazy.
Okay, this is actually cool. It says the new, it's going to be the U2 chip, I presume. It says it's usually like 10 to 30 feet away it can detect things right now, but the new chip is going to triple that. So it'd be 30 to 90 feet.
Yeah, I'm sure there won't be any controversies after that.
Dude, yeah, I could track my neighbor. I have a famous tech YouTuber neighbor that moved near me. I could just have one on in his pocket and see where he's at.
At first, that didn't click, and I thought you meant like you were just going to start stalking your actual neighbor.
No. It's Luke Miani. Oh, and then this was really cool. I forgot about this story. I was so excited. Oh, I feel so liberated.
Go on.
Apple's next smartwatch, Apple Watch Ultra 3, getting satellite connectivity. Woo! Everybody. You know what? Actually, I'm taking a hot lap for this one.
You know what? Go ahead. Take your lap, sir. Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah, let's go. Take your lap, Sam. Take your lap, Sam. Let's go. This is what we love to see. This is the lap of a winner, ladies and gentlemen. The lap of a winner. The GOAT. Sam. We're also collectively impressed and proud of you.
Thank you.
What a nice
Thank
hot lap. You. Not cold at all.
I've been talking about this for a couple of years because a lot of people forget that Gurman actually reported a few years back this was coming to one of the Apple Watches. I thought it was going to happen this year because I thought there was going to be an actual new Apple Watch Ultra.
No,
there wasn't.
Nothing fun
but
happened.
Pretty cool that Apple is adding it to the Ultra. I mean, for a device meant to be the Explorer version, this is just perfect. Makes so much sense.
It feels like it's necessary.
Yeah, agreed.
That should have been there the whole time, but you know, beggars can't be choosers.
And even cooler, like there's times that I'd want to go on maybe trail runs, right? And I'd be like, oh, I want to, you know, I use the satellite feature a few weeks back. I can't remember if I talked about this on the pod, but my family and I were doing a hike out in Joshua Tree.
Okay.
And beautiful, super fun. And, you know, being out all the way there, there's no cell service.
Yeah.
And I was able to text, like basically, it was a pretty intense hike and like, you know, we definitely did not have enough water and stuff and the right shoes and anything. So my parents were like, hey, we're going to like go back down and chill. It was also getting pretty cold. I was like, oh, I kind of want to go to the top and just finish it because I haven't really exercised that much. I want to send that I'm feeling okay. So went up to the top and I was able to, you know, obviously like probably not the smartest idea to like hike alone, especially in a new area.
Good.
So I used the satellite feature when I got up to the top and I was like, hey, made it to the top. I'm going to come back down now. And they were able to like get that text. It was pretty,
that's great.
It was pretty cool. And I thought even further, like, oh man, you know, what if my phone, another thing that I like that I think people will underestimate for this is, you know, the question would be, what the hell is the point of satellite on the watch when you have it on the phone? Okay. Why is Apple duplicating features?
The same reason cellular is useful on the watch.
Exactly. My argument, especially just in any kind of like survival scenario, is redundancy. Like the more redundancies you have, your watch is dead, you have satellite in your phone. Your phone is dead, you have satellite in your watch. I mean, the battery life on the Apple Watch Ultra in certain modes can be 3-4 days, depending on how you're using it. I mean, that could be game changing if you were stuck somewhere, if you needed to call for help. Now you'll be able to do that from your wrist. And you could just see how Apple's building out these satellite features. I'm so happy. Not that I was right. I mean, it's cool, but I'm just happy that they're continuing to invest in this because I really believe that Apple satellite stuff is not only a new revenue stream, as everybody is forgetting as well. Like,
yeah,
Apple says free for a couple years.
Yep.
Tim Cook loves his services. If there's one thing he likes, it's being able to charge you a subscription.
Yep.
And without a doubt, probably around the time when the watch launches, maybe the year after, he's going to say $4.99 a month. Satellite connectivity, and maybe by then there's phone calling. Maybe you can do slow data, you know, 2G.
And then pretty
edge
soon you won't need to pay your monthly phone bill.
Yeah,
you just need to pay the monthly Tim bill.
Yeah, and it's just gonna keep getting better and better and better and better. And
man,
I mean, yeah, I know Tim Cook is very excited about
that. If you had satellite connectivity on your Apple Watch Ultra and the new AirTag, you would be unstoppable.
If
you couldn't let me know that you needed to be found through satellite, we would find you through your AirTag.
Other exciting thing here,
your body's
that I just saw.
Chilling on the side of the mountain somewhere before then. Hopefully we'll find you.
Hey, while I'm on the side of the mountain stranded, that also can detect hypertension.
Oh, wow.
Apple has
That's good.
Made progress. It was supposed to come this year to the Series X, Series 10.
Yeah, we don't even have blood oxygen on there now. So,
dude, that's right.
It's been banned
for almost
over a year. How many? Like
roughly, like just about. How have they not settled this? You're Apple.
It's insane. Major feature.
Yeah, that was the whole thing back in 2020 that they've just removed. That's crazy.
It's like, and it's an important feature. It's not just a little one. It's like a very big important feature. You would think that they would choose the customers over whatever disagreement this is and just pay the license fee or buy it outright. They have the money, I think.
Yeah. I would say, I think they have the most cash on hand of any like publicly traded company in the world.
Tim Cook could just like sneeze and the amount of money would come out that they would need to just have that and give it back to the customers. Is it really worth taking it to court and fighting for this? And like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Damn.
Massimo. But good on Massimo for, you know, not just giving in.
Standing on business, as you would say.
Yeah, stand on business.
So that's cool. Hypertension detection. That's high blood pressure monitoring will be coming to Apple Watch, I guess. Ultra 3, maybe all of the watches too. I feel like a health feature would probably come to everything, where satellite kind of makes sense for the highest end Apple Watch only. Yeah. It's exciting. It's cool. Would love to see that. I still feel though that I just wish that there was more competition in the smartwatch space.
But the difficult thing with that is, it's not that Google or Samsung that they don't want to be more popular, but the fact that they aren't makes development for that watch not worth their time, energy, and capital. So it's just like Apple Watch has the largest user base of any watch in the world, smart or otherwise. And so, of course, the Apple Watch is one of the craziest head starts I have seen in a while, that no one to this day has caught up with them.
That's true. And it'll be 10 years.
And no one's even close.
No. And you don't see many non-Apple Watches out there. It's really the only one that's genuinely caught on.
If you saw someone wearing a smartwatch, you go, is that an Apple Watch? That's what any regular person would say.
Yeah.
They wouldn't consider that there's anything else.
They just look ugly very broadly. I mean, not that the Apple Watch is this bastion of beauty, right? Yeah. Like, it's not exactly the most pretty thing. Although the Series 10, I saw one the other day, and she's pretty, man. Series 10 with the polished titanium.
Have you seen a Pixel Watch? It's round like watches should be. It's pretty. Yeah. What are you talking about? You have seen it?
Yeah, it's okay.
It's pretty until you like turn it on.
That's see, you're getting to my point here, man. Like, I've seen it. I wish I didn't, but I have.
Oh, poor Pixel Watch.
I know.
Well, I mean, Google really did a number on Apple, because they're going to have to be copying the Pixel design now, it seems.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the last thing I want to talk about in Power On that's interesting.
Hit me.
It's a question that I would ask. This would be a question I would ask, which is, okay, forget everything else. When are the Apple AR glasses coming? When are these boys dropping? Here's what German has to say.
That Apple continues to work on smart glasses with augmented reality, but that nothing is coming in the near future. The company needs to solve a difficult formula, getting a lightweight design to market with suitable battery life and compelling displays. All at a price that won't break the bank for consumers. Yeah, good luck. Have you seen the Vision Pro?
Yeah.
If Apple can't pull that off, there's little point in putting a product out under its brand. Huh. Well, has anyone been paying attention to Mark Zuckerberg lately?
In what way?
What's the new one called? The new like Meta concept glasses that they made? They made like 1,000
Orion.
Orion, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like in this market, Mark Zuckerberg is really pushing for this stuff, and he's going to forcibly push for it. Like, if no one else can figure out how it's going to work, it's going to be Mark Zuckerberg just out of pure stubbornness to beat Apple.
The bad news for Apple is, it does say, I wouldn't be surprised if Apple takes another 3 to 5 years to get the approach right.
Yeah, that's fine. Tim, we're at a place where when we say 3 to 5 years, like at the end of that timeline, there's a good chance Tim's not there.
That's just wild, because I still can't imagine Apple without, I mean, my entire career has been Tim Cook leading the company, and yours as well, right?
Of course, yeah. Well, I mean,
career wise, at least.
Yeah, if you've noticed, like Tim, the questions are starting to pop up for like on the Wall Street Journal interview with Tim that was posed to him, and he was like, you know, when I feel it's time, it's time. And I feel like he hasn't had to have those conversations until recently. It just feels like, I don't know. I feel like he's ready to do something else or do nothing at all.
And respectfully, I feel like Tim Cook has done his job. His job was to scale Apple, and he did it.
He did it.
Like, I mean, he did it. He did it. It's the job's done. Innovation wise, hoping we get some more of that again.
You know. Well, that's what's troubling about them exploring a bunch of different products. It's like just throwing stuff at the wall and hoping that it sticks. And that's not the company we subscribe to.
Yeah,
that's not what Genius Bar stands for.
No, it's not.
This is not called a Pixel Bar.
Could you imagine that would be such a sad show?
We'd have 10 listeners. It would be glorious.
I am excited. The more I think about the iPhone 17, I think my next video, I've realized I just want to make banger videos.
Okay.
And my iOS 19 video is not a banger. It's just okay. And I think my next video is going to be about the iPhone 17 Pro, because it's going to be the biggest year for the iPhone since 2017, without question. I mean, with the Air, with the redesigned Pros, I think the base models are going to be at least a subtle redesign. I'm incredibly excited for this lineup. It looks incredibly compelling. And I'm excited because the reason Apple is doing this, finally, is because the competition in the smartphone space is heating up again.
Yep.
The iPhone, it was going crazy. And now it's just kind of, it's kind of like a, what do they call it? I'm trying to do the graph. Kind of like, get it. Oh, wait, this is so hard to mirror my hand. Yeah. I'm going to start. Wait, start here. There we go. It kind of like went up and then leveled off. For anybody that's curious, I'm doing like the first part of an S curve, but then it stops because it levels off.
Yeah. I think you're right. I'm excited about this coming year just as an Apple fan and stuff. But like, yeah, as far as like regular consumers and Apple, this is a big iPhone year, which, you know what? We all earned it. After this last year of putting up with this bullshit, we earned it. We deserve a new iPhone, goddammit.
You know what? We should talk about,
in case you're wondering.
Because I know I was in the Apple Store the other day and I saw it. I almost copped. It was so pretty. We should talk about our experience with, drum roll please. Do I have that? Let's see. I gotta have that, right?
I can only do this for so long.
Is this... Wait.
What the fuck? Can you hear yourself?
Why do I sound like that? No, do I sound normal?
No, Sam, no you don't.
Welcome back to Genius Bar. Do I sound normal?
You know you don't. You know there's a voice changer on. You've got to know. Wait, there's no way you don't know.
Hello, is this normal? Are we back?
No. No. Well, Rode really putting out the features that matter most.
Hello, are we back yet?
Oh, sorry. Hello, back. We're back. Okay.
Rode, you're single-handedly enabling people to put out bad content in bad
screen. I know. I'm sorry. Okay.
You can't give Sam Cole a voice changer like that. It turns him into a monster or a gremlin.
He's gonna use it, okay? Is the season ever gonna get less busy, bro? I've been going nonstop. Second week in a row.
No. In fact, I hear the whole next year is going to be crazier than even just this holiday season. It's just going to be the whole year for always.
But what am I going to eat, bro? I've been busy all day.
You need to eat, right? Like, that's a requirement. Yeah. But how you eat when you have no time, when you're so busy, that's why today's episode is sponsored by Huel, everybody. We love Huel. I have been using Huel for, years now. They are what helped me start my weight loss journey. Predictable, reliable, repeatable meals, 400 calories, nutritionally complete. You can drink it. Listen, here's a powder, a whole bag of Huel Black that you can mix yourself, or like Sam has, preferably my favorite, bottles pre-mixed in a bottle for you. It's incredible, delicious, wonderful, and also, listen, I'm just throwing this out there because it's also, I don't even know if it's in the ad. I don't think it is, but it's also incredible and you should think about it. They have like how would you call it? They have like actual solid meals as well, not just the powder that you drink. They have solid meals that you can that comes with a little cup. You pour water in it. You wait 2 minutes. Boom, you're done. You eat it. It's delicious, and it's so much better than it has any right to be. I don't know how they did it. If it's a science experiment in a lab, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Mm. Sorry, I'm just drinking my vanilla this week. I also definitely didn't spill Huel over my Magic Mouse because I was so excited opening it.
Wow. It's okay because I hear we're getting another one, a new one.
Guys, don't believe me. Take the leap of faith and join the community of Huel again. I actually like this way better than the chocolate. With this exclusive offer for new customers, 15% off plus a free gift with code GENIUS at Huel.com. That's 15% plus a free gift for new customers with code GENIUS at HUEL.com. Unlock a healthier, easier way to eat with Huel, nutritionally complete meals in minutes so you can focus on what matters, like doing a podcast.
You would like vanilla more than chocolate. Thanks for sponsoring the episode, Huel.
All right,
thank you very much. You're never going to change the sound effects.
I want to talk about. I think I'm going to do a video on this maybe again because I got to say, John, the Big Apple intelligence update is here. It's out.
Oh, I didn't even know
18.2 came out in the past week. And I think we should. Have you updated?
I'm looking now. I'm going to my settings. I'm going to general. I'm going to software update. I'm going to. It's ready for me. There it is.
You haven't even. It came out like 4 days ago.
I didn't know it was out.
Well, here, I'm going to make a gen emoji. I'm going to do Sam doing a podcast. Okay, let's see what it comes up with, okay?
Let's see.
Here we go. We're doing our image generation. I want to give you guys my live review. For some reason, it does think I am a ginger. And it's not a subtle ginger. It's a very...
Yeah. You're closer than I am. So it's like...
I like this one.
But you're adjacent.
I really like how the headphones fit on my head really, really nice and well.
Yeah, they're really snug on your ears. you just look like this.
I like this one because this one looks not terrifying at all.
Oh, I just shoved so much air right into my eardrums. Oh, my God.
Dude.
I'm sorry.
Why are they releasing... Why are they releasing this AI slop? Like, the fact that this shipped is odd.
What are the choices they have? They're finally feeling pressure.
Yeah, but...
They panic.
What are you feeling pressure from? Bad AI features?
Yes. Generative AI, the fact that everyone else is doing it, yes. They feel pressure, and they panicked and made a bad thing.
It's, emojis are kind of fun. Like... I did this earlier today because my friend said that they were eating spicy food. Can you guess who this is?
Wow, I think that might be Noah and Luke.
They said that they were eating spicy food.
It looks like Noah so much.
Yeah, it's,
it really captures his innocence.
It's just really like I'm using it as a joke.
Okay,
you know. And I don't think that that's a feature you should be necessarily proud of if you're using it as like a ha-ha, hee-hee kind of gag.
Do you think anyone's using it seriously? Like, what if they're like, hey, I would really like to break up. Are they using a Genmoji after that?
Let me see. Can I make a breakup one? Let's see if it does that.
Oh, God. Make a really sad, devastated breakup Genmoji, whatever
Sam?
The fuck they're called.
Mm-hmm. Broken up.
Sam, like breakup face or.
Okay, let's just do Sam broken up. Let's see.
I'm ready for this. Very curious. Snot just came out of my nose. Oh my God. Oh, I gotta
cut
away.
What is this?
Oh my God. That. That's awful.
What?
That's so.
Yo, let's go
bad
back to animation
terrible.
Style because illustration is not it.
Terrible,
dude,
terrible, terrible.
What is going on? I'm gonna make one of you real quick. Okay, real quick, and then this is just to get our full review. It's gonna be John Prosser broken up. Is the
how's it gonna know? How's it gonna
take a look at your teeth, bro?
What is wrong with me, dude? I look like... Okay.
What is going on? Why are their hands coming out?
Also, how does it make that? How does it know who I am? Because I'm in your contacts?
Uh-huh. This one's not terrible.
Okay. I forgot all your pictures with me are probably fat me. So that explains why he looks like
that. It is, yeah.
And his poor teeth. I don't know what happened to his teeth, but needs to see a dentist.
What a... Dude, this low-key, this was you a year ago? But see what I'm saying? This is like something I would send to you to be like mean. Or like to make fun of you.
Yeah.
I would never... Bro!
Oh, come on, Apple. That was never accurate. Oh, that would have never been accurate. What's your problem?
Genius idea. For the thumbnail, we're going to use these this week.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, I already see the thumbnail. This is going to be a fire thumb. Apple intelligence just continues to be...
bad?
Severely underwhelming. You know what? Let's test Siri. Because it does have ChatGPT integration. Then we'll give the final review. So like if I say... I've got some pasta noodles and raw hamburger. What can I make with that?
What?
ChatGPT working.
Okay. It needs ChatGPT for that. Okay.
Ooh. With pasta noodles and hamburger, I can make a pasta dish like spaghetti bolognese.
Wow.
Okay, that's cool.
That unironically sounds delicious.
What's a question that you've always wondered that like you feel like Siri could not answer before? And let's see if it can answer it.
Yeah. Can you set an alarm for 4 o'clock?
Yeah. What's the weather? Okay.
Theory.
I got a good one. What's the best MacBook to buy? Oh, and it's just as. And that is unacceptable.
You don't have internal information on that question.
Yeah, yeah. You couldn't just say the MacBook Pro because it's the most expensive one.
That's what I thought. I was going to guess it was either going to be MacBook Air because everyone loves MacBook Air. But I was like, but it's Apple, so they'll probably say MacBook Pro. It turns out they didn't have an answer at all. That's great. Perfect.
Yeah.
Wonderful update.
It's a little bit better. But I will say the promise of that iPhone 16 AI... Because I didn't update until like 2 days before this was out publicly. I wanted to wait for like, rather than like using a beta and like, you know, having a mixed experience to make a video about, I was like, let's, you know, genuinely give it a go.
Can I give you a chore?
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone has made this video, but if not, you should make it because it would be hilarious. If you had like Pixel, Galaxy device, iPhone in the middle, they all got the same question. And you could probably demonstrate very easily how terrible Apple intelligence is compared to the rest of them.
Yeah. That sounds like an old Sam video, though. I'm a whole new guy now.
Give it to Luke.
Jesus.
Just pass the ideas down. And if he doesn't want it, he can give it to fucking... Who would make a good video about that? That's not Luke or you. Let me look through my subscriptions because whoever I pick, they have to make
9 to 5 Mac YouTube channel.
9 to 5 Mac, yeah. That doesn't sound fun enough. It needs to be somebody that's going to be fun. We need.
We're running out of options here, man.
What's that mean? You don't think there's a lot of really fun, really nice YouTube channels that cover technology things?
There's some. Let's give it to Canoopsie.
Okay,
like Canoopsie
would make a good one. Yeah. Or Rettinger, we could give it to him. The Apple Circle, they would have a field day. They wouldn't even have to use the real phones. They could just like use fake Photoshop stuff of like each result. They wouldn't even have to, you know.
Yeah.
Jaime Rivera, Pocket Now Daily, is gone. I don't know if you knew that.
Really?
Yeah, he left. He's now doing his own channel. No more Pocket Now Daily.
Wow. Times they are a changing, man.
Nikias? Okay, unironically, though, Nikias could make a fucking fire video.
I could see that. I could absolutely see that.
Those are my ideas. Greg's Gadgets? Greg? My guy?
We're really scraping the bottle of the barrel now.
It's sitting in your lap. We're just giving these ideas for free. Genius Bar keeping the whole tech community.
Also, that's
afloat.
A joke for everybody listening. It's a gag. I don't actually, you know, before everybody's like, damn, what a bully. It was just joking, just having some fun here.
Us making fun of Greg's gadgets might be the longest running Genius Bar joke.
See, that's what I'm saying. People don't know, and then they'd be like, ah, bullies yet again.
I mean, I'm not joking.
Dude, I hope that we get some interesting products or development soon, because I will say it has been challenging lately to enjoy making content about the iPhone 16.
Yeah.
It's not a great
year. It's
almost
like you gotta start digging back to stories from 20 years ago or something.
Yeah, you have to tell a story about an iPhone 4 leak to just get by.
Insane.
So, I mean, there's some products that are incredible right now. And I think, you know, who knows, maybe later this month we'd have like a fun episode talking kind of about the year in review.
Wow, I can't think of... I feel like all the products get to fit in one special...
Wow.
One special little bucket. A very special little bucket. What is like... Oh, this is a tragic year, man. It's like every month where things were disappointing us, it's like, okay, well, there's still so much of the year left. And you say that every month until December, and then you're like, oh... We've run out of time to be great at all. Then it's just never going to happen.
Make Apple great again, man. We've been saying this for months.
Yeah, it's not just a slogan. It's a way of life.
It's a way
and we
of
can't
life.
Do it alone.
Did anything else happen to you in this past week that was interesting, phenomenal, crazy story to cap things off?
Nope. What about you?
I was merging in a lane and had my blinker on, and I like waved and put my arm out the window to like, you know those turns where like you got to make a left turn at an intersection, but you're coming right here. So you have like, you basically have to get over three lanes and make a turn.
Yeah.
You know, one of those impossible, you know, turns.
Yeah.
So it was like the light was starting to go, and it looks like it's like somebody was letting me in. So I you know, kind of put my wave, and having my blinker on in the, you know, the direction of the car, it'd be kind of obvious, like, oh, he probably needs to get over. So like, obviously I'm going to let this dude over, because there's, if, you know, if right. I was making that turn, I'd probably understand it's a very hard turn to make. And like, maybe he's in rush to do a podcast.
Maybe.
And I had my first experience in my new truck, where someone yelled at me and then followed me a half mile yelling at me.
Did you run them over in your big truck?
No, I didn't touch them or even get that close to them at all.
Oh, well, you're bigger than them, so you could just steamroll them.
They called me the S, they called me the C word, which was interesting.
Oh, that's cool.
And then they said,
they called you Canoopsie?
I think they got like the sexes confused, because they called me the C word, but then she told me to suck her dick.
You never know now.
Yeah, it was very weird. And I was just like, it was one of, I didn't actually know they were following me, but then when I stopped to make another turn, because I'm not psychotic, and I'm not like, I didn't care that they got mad. Like, I just moved on.
You're not psychotic. People are mad at you. I'd want to, you know, keep an eye on that you're not going to get moited.
Well, I don't know. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I thought that it was just a merge gone slightly wrong. And they followed me a half mile. And then when I stopped to turn left again, they rolled up next to me and were still actively screaming at me.
That's like a Honda Civic getting mad and following a tank home.
They were in a Honda Civic. And I was
were
like,
they really?
I was just random. Like, it wasn't, like, they didn't even like, I get if you like slam on your brakes and we almost crash, that would be like, hey, it's not right, but I could understand how someone might get like crazy, right? Because like, it's like, oh, the, you know, heart rate's raised, you know, life's on the line, you go fight or flight. But like, this was literally a slow merge. Like, I was literally going like this, and then they were like, and then I stopped. Like, it wasn't even
what
like,
was
it was
noise?
Literally 12 miles an hour I was going. And then they almost followed me home. It was very weird. So that was the weird thing that happened to me
today.
Did
you take him to the wrong home? You should have. Should've tricked him.
I mean, I don't know. It was just very, very random.
I know now that if I hear about you dying mysteriously in the next 2 weeks, I will know exactly what happened.
You're gonna be like, oh, he merged at that intersection.
Do you have their license plate number so I can track them down? Throw an air tag at their trunk. I'll get him.
It was an interesting scenario though, because I don't know. I feel like I always reflect when like weird out of the ordinary things. Like I've had a few instances in my life where like I'm at like a level one of like worked up, and then somebody else is at like a 15 out of 10.
Oh yeah.
And
which is it's always
really, it's always really interesting because I always, like, I just want to know, you know, I've had a bad day before, but I wonder, like, it seems like they've had like a bad life to react that way. Like to have that much hate and anger for just a random guy driving
that
like didn't even get close to hurting you in any way. Like, I don't know. It was just, I don't know. It's weird. It definitely makes me think, like, I wonder where this, where does this stem from? Like, why are you so upset and angry? And, oh, really?
You know how, when's the last time you heard of a new superhero?
It's been a minute.
Like, I feel like in the 40s and 50s, we're just spitting them out. The 30s, 40s, we're just spitting them out. We're making new ones. They're, and it's awesome. It's so much fun. And then we just stop trying to make superheroes.
Mm, you're right.
And it's like Apple stopped trying to make good things. And
great weave.
I think things would be different if Batman didn't throw batarangs, but he threw AirPods instead. Or AirTags, sorry. If you could have like an AirTag man where that's he's a detective that throws sticky AirTags and stuff and tracks you down. He doesn't murder you because he doesn't believe in killing.
But okay,
he will,
I like
he
that.
Will tie you to things and leave you there. And if
does AirTag man wear
you,
a cape?
Of course. Every superhero wears a cape. Every good one.
I'm just
anyway.
Checking. I'm just checking.
Every good superhero wears a cape. Yeah. And it's made out of old Macintosh t-shirts sewn together poorly because he has to be relatable. He has to look like he's scrappy, you know?
Yeah.
He's not Bruce Wayne, you know? He spent his money on AirTags, so he's just his limited resources here. So it's just a bunch of
What if he buys them on Amazon where they're like $4 cheaper in AirTags? So like every 10 he buys, man, he can afford one.
I mean,
extra.
At that point, that's just a smart business move because, I mean, you know, if you're buying them in bulk, you got to save some pennies.
Maybe that's what I should do. Should I carry like a pair of AirPods in my car, so like when somebody yells at me, I'm like, oh, like, here you go, here, just like take some AirPods.
Yep.
And do you think that would, like, although maybe nailing someone with a pair of AirPods, oh, they would be new in box though, so it'd be kind of a gift and a curse.
See, yeah, I wouldn't be,
you know,
angry.
I get to throw a pair of AirPods at you as hard as I want, you get a free pair of AirPods.
Wait, which AirPods?
I would give them the Pro 2s.
Okay, yeah, that's generous. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can't be mad for too long.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, the AirPods probably have a better chance of getting more health features than the Apple Watch if they keep getting sued. So,
true.
You know,
true.
Pretty good gift. A gift that keeps on giving, if you will.
But yeah, aside from that, I am moving into the place, as you can see. I guess I can zoom out a bit. Well, that was a very underwhelming zoom. This is one of my bedrooms. I don't know if this is going to be the permanent spot for the podcast, but I think I could make this room... I think we could maybe make it look cool. I don't know. I mean, this is obviously like pretty temporary. I mean, the desk
like
will
your
still
tree.
Be there, but yeah, I moved the tree up here just for the podcast for some green. Oh, really refill. I don't know what I want to like do with all my space yet. I've kind of got an empty room that I want as a guest room. I, you know, if you know, you come and visit, I'd be able to.
I don't want a guest room. I just want I want it to be my room. I want to put posters on the wall. My name's on the door.
Like forever.
That
like
I drew in crayon. Yeah.
Like Steve Jobs' office, where Tim Cook says like he would go stand in there, but the office is
yeah, untouched. You don't touch it. You just leave it preserved the way it is. Yes.
Out of respect.
Yeah. Okay. Respect. Yes. And inside, you can't tell anyone because if you open a closet, you might find my cape. I guess this is the part where I tell you I'm AirTag Man.
Oh my gosh, the reveal.
Don't tell anybody. Oh God, now I feel like, could we sell a cape as merch?
I'd be down. Capes are fun. Probably not a huge market for, you know, considering the superheroes. If it's
got
everyone
wants to be a superhero, what are you talking about? That's if the cape gave like you actual powers, I mean, I think we sell a lot.
And then it would come with a free AirTag?
One of them. One of them. That's how we select the next AirTag man. When I retire, we send out capes. Everyone buys a cape. And if you get the AirTag, congratulations. Chance of a lifetime. Start investigating.
That's funny as hell.
And if it's Greg's gadgets, he's not allowed.
Aside from that, I feel like that's all the news. That's all the stuff that's happened.
Hey, man, I'm just grateful that there was any stuff. Now, next week, Mark Gurman. Come on, get with it. I would ask The Verge, but I'm not going to pay them. So, and they don't have any exclusives or anything fun ever. I saw someone tweet today that they went to a story, a review from 5 years ago that is behind a paywall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad we put our flag in the sand now. We don't have to reiterate how we feel about silly paywalls.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, do you have anything else before I go fight crime?
No, bro. Apex? I wish you the best. Let me know. I'll send you an AirTag for good luck.
Thank you.
Oh,
wait,
I don't
you're
have
not
going
to send it to track me. I'm the savior, right? You're not going to track me.
Sorry, that's not
that's,
our song.
A villain would use the AirTag against AirTag Man and track him.
Mm.
You see? They'd be good and evil.
All right, guys, I love you. Da-da-da-da. We don't have this song. Maybe you can put it in post. Can you? Is that allowed?
Yeah, I'll put the song in post right now, but like, hopefully it matches up with what we're doing. I did.
That was a really abridged version.
I did it.
Guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for another episode of the Genius Bar. Sorry, this was like kind of a lame episode, but honestly, like,
there was news this week. What do you want?
I'm just saying it for the people, okay?
We gave them news, gave them a new superhero, made fun of Mark Gurman. It's like a usual episode.
God. I love Mark Gurman. But yeah,
I love him too. I don't make fun of people I don't like.
I realize too late it's a little dark. Darn. Okay, well, I'll just be dark the whole episode. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening to the Genius Bar. Make sure you give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts because we are back in 2013.
A 5-star review. Please
drop
say nice
a 5-star
things.
Review in the comments below. Or
and then review us on Yelp as well, please.
Please. Thank you.
Please.
Okay, we'll see you guys later.
We love you.